Our other success story also involves a densely populated island society, isolated from the outside world, with few economically significant imports, and with a long history of a self-sufficient and sustainable lifestyle. But the resemblance ends there, because this island has a population 100,000 times larger than Tikopia's, a powerful central government, an industrial first-world economy, a highly stratified society presided over by a rich, powerful elite, and a big role of top-down initiatives in solving environmental problems. Our case study is of Japan before 1868. Japan's long history of scientific forest management is not well known to Europeans and Americans. Instead, professional foresters think of the techniques of forest management widespread today as having begun to develop in German principalities in the 1500s, and having spread from there to much of the rest of Europe in the 1700s and 1800s. But it turns out that Japan, independently of and simultaneously with Germany, also developed top-down forest management. Japan, like Germany, is industrialized, populous, and urban. It has the highest population density of any large first-world country, with nearly 1,000 people per square mile. Despite that high population, almost 80% of Japan's area consists of sparsely populated forested mountains. Those forests are so well protected and managed that their extent is still increasing, even though they are being utilized as valuable sources of timber. Japanese forest policies arose as a response to an environmental and population crisis paradoxically brought on by peace and prosperity. For almost 150 years, beginning in 1467, Japan was convulsed by civil wars. The wars were finally ended by the military victories of a warrior named Toyotomi Hideyoshi and his successor Tokugawa Ieyasu. In 1615, Ieyasu's storming of the Toyotomi family stronghold at Osaka and the deaths by suicide of the remaining Toyotomis marked the war's end. Already in 1603, the emperor had invested Ieyasu with the hereditary title of shogun, the chief of the warrior estate. From then on, the shogun, based at his capital city of Edo, modern Tokyo, exercised the real power, while the emperor at the old capital of Kyoto remained a figurehead. A quarter of Japan's area was directly administered by the shogun, the remaining three quarters being administered by 250 warrior barons called daimyo. The years from 1603 to 1867 in Japan are called the Tokugawa era, during which a series of Tokugawa shoguns kept Japan free of war and foreign influence. Peace and prosperity allowed Japan's population and economy to explode. Within a century of the war's end, population doubled. Cities grew even faster, to the point where Edo became the world's most populous city by 1720. Peace and a strong centralized government brought a uniform currency and uniform system of weights and measures, the end of toll and customs barriers, road construction, and improved coastal shipping, all of which contributed to a trade boom within Japan. But Japan's trade with the rest of the world was cut to almost nothing. Portuguese navigators bent on trade and conquest advanced to Japan in 1543. Those first European visitors to Japan were just a pair of shipwrecked sailors, but they caused unsettling changes by introducing guns, and even bigger changes when they were followed by Catholic missionaries 6 years later. Hundreds of thousands of Japanese became converted to Christianity, and stories spread that friars were trying to Christianize Japan as a prelude to a European takeover. Tokugawa Ieyasu concluded that Europeans and Christianity posed a threat to the stability of the shogunate and Japan. In 1614, Ieyasu prohibited Christianity and began to torture and execute missionaries and those of their converts who refused to disavow their religion. In 1635, a later shogun went even further by forbidding Japanese to travel overseas and forbidding Japanese ships to leave Japan's coastal waters. 4 years later, he expelled all the remaining Portuguese from Japan. Japan thereupon entered a period, lasting over two centuries, in which it cordoned itself off from the rest of the world. The sole foreign traders admitted were a few Dutch merchants kept isolated like dangerous germs on an island in Nagasaki Harbor and a similar Chinese enclave. The only other foreign trade permitted was with Koreans on Tsushima Island, with the Ryukyu Islands, including Okinawa, to the south, and with the Aboriginal Ainu population on Hokkaido Island to the north. Deforestation was a major factor in the environmental and population crisis brought on by the peace and prosperity of the 1600s. Until the late 19th century, most Japanese buildings were made of wood. That tradition stemmed partly from a Japanese aesthetic preference for wood, and partly from the ready availability of trees throughout Japan's early history. With the onset of peace, prosperity, and a population boom, timber use for construction took off to supply the needs of the growing rural and urban population. The years from about 1570 to 1650 marked the peak of the construction boom and of deforestation, which slowed down as timber became scarce. By 1710, most accessible forests had been cut on the three main islands, leaving old-growth forests just on steep slopes, in inaccessible areas, and at sites too difficult or costly to log with Tokugawa-era technology. Deforestation hurt Tokugawa Japan in other ways besides the obvious one of wood shortages for timber, fuel, and fodder, and the forced end to monumental construction. Disputes over timber and fuel became increasingly frequent between and within villages, and between villages and the daimyo or shogun, all of whom competed for Japan's forests. There were also disputes between those who wanted to use rivers for floating or rafting logs, and those who instead wanted to use them for fishing or for irrigating cropland. Wildfires increased, because the second-growth woods springing up on logged land were more flammable than were old-growth forests. The rate of soil erosion increased as a consequence of Japan's heavy rainfall, snowmelt, and frequent earthquakes. Flooding in the lowlands due to increased water runoff from the denuded slopes, higher water levels and lowland irrigation systems due to soil erosion and river siltation, increased storm damage, and shortages of forest-derived fertilizer and fodder acted together to decrease crop yields at a time of increasing population, and thus to contribute to major famines that beset Tokugawa Japan from the late 1600s onwards.